Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Bob Brooks. The scripture is Mark chapter 14.
As I read this chapter, I thought about how best to prepare my daily devotion. I found the answer in the question, is it I? At one time in my work career, I worked in a maquiladora manufacturing plant in Reynosa, Mexico. Reynosa is across the Rio Grande River from Mission, Texas, and I traveled across the border each day to work. While working in Mexico and living in Texas, my wife and I belonged to Mission First Global Methodist Church. This church was smaller than Concord and extremely friendly and service-oriented. One of the highlights of our time there and of my Christian life occurred one Lenten season. The church would present a dramatization of the Lord's Supper using church members as the cast each year during Holy Week. You can only imagine how thrilled I was to be asked to portray Thomas. We trained for a couple of months under the tutelage of a local community college drama teacher and were expected to know our lines without faltering. I always thought I possessed a good memory for learning speeches and lines, but the practice was demanding and paid off. I recall with great imagery the person who portrayed Judas. He was the secondary school system music arts accompanist, and he was fully engaged. I shall never forget how he slung the purse containing the 30 pieces of silver to the floor after realized what he had done in betraying Jesus. I can still hear the noise of the coins hitting the floor and rolling along. He flung himself down with great anguish and fury as well, pounding the floor with his fist. We had two presentations of this drama with full costumes during Holy Week, and members of the community looked forward to this each year. The attendance was full at each performance. The central theme of the drama was Jesus telling the disciples at the Last Supper how one of them would betray him, as outlined in Mark 14. Each disciple had a few speaking lines during the actual meal, describing a little about themselves and how they had served as disciples. Maybe a little bragging about their devotion. The part of the drama I shall always cherish and hold dear to my heart and serve as a reminder of my relationship to Jesus is the response each disciple gave to Jesus when questioned about betraying him. Is it I? Now, we can all agree that it is unlikely we would betray Jesus in the manner Judas did by selling him out for 30 pieces of silver. Or can we? I have asked myself this question many times in my life and realize I betray Jesus for far less than 30 pieces of silver in many ways. In my daily walk, in my daily deeds, in my daily talk, in my daily selfishness, and in the way I treat others, I betray Jesus. Is it I? Our Lord and Savior, only through your infinite grace are we able to overcome our betrayal of you. Open our eyes and hearts to see ways in which we can serve you and your flock. Let us ask, is it I who is needed to serve? Instead of, is it I who failed to model Christ to those who don't know Christ? Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Friends in Low Places, Jesus According to Luke. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.